Now, more Evelyn and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Bullying is a topic that will not go away, not just in this community, but nationwide. And our next guest, Dr. Ben Likling, is an author. He has written several books and CDs, including Parenting Bully-Proof Kids and How to Stop Bullies in Their Tracks. Hello, Ben. How are you?
Great, and I really appreciate your having me on the program.
What is the most important thing that parents need to know? Let's start with the parents of the bullied.
The bullied. I call them the target, not the victim, because they're very different.
Okay.
I think the first thing parents have to know is what they should say to their kids.
And what is that?
And the second would be what to do with the schools.
Okay.
For the kids, the first thing is, you always try to keep your kid strong. You keep a fire burning in your kid's heart. You can solve this. You can be strong enough. Nothing like some dumb bully can destroy your life. And then the tactics, the strategies, whatever you do, can have an effect. If you don't do that first thing, you're going to have a kid who might commit suicide because they just don't have the strength. They think it's their fault. They think it'll never end. And they think it'll ruin their life forever. So I always go for keeping the fire burning in your kid's heart.
What about when parents, for whatever reason, are not fully aware of the situation? They don't realize the severity of it. Maybe the child is embarrassed to talk about it, even around the house.
Yeah. You know, there's no way of overcoming that 100%. But for most of us, parents have to be on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know what's going on with your kid. There's no such thing as privacy for kids, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You have to ask the prying questions, and you have to look for, I make seven sort of signs that your kid might be a target. Basically, you're looking for changes. That is, a kid who was outgoing suddenly becomes introverted, kid who used to hang out at school now goes upstairs to the computer, kid who used to have friends doesn't anymore, kid who used to play sports doesn't anymore. Those kind of changes, which might be normal, especially normal teenage stuff, but you have to be on top of it. You have to find out. You have to check in with the parents of your kids' friends who they may no longer be hanging out. As well as, of course, checking for bruises.
Right,
you know,
right.
That sort of stuff.
Kevin Epling and his wife Tammy have been guests on this show, and Kevin is co-director of Bully Police USA, staunch advocate of Michigan's drive to pass anti-bullying legislation. Some people resistant to that for, I guess, a variety of reasons, not always clear to me, but in terms of what parents need to do to the schools to be sure that they are part of the solution and not the problem here, what do you suggest?
Well, I think of it as a bullseye, and you have to have all the five things in that bullseye to be effective. Not one, not four, but all five.
All
one
five.
Of them is the laws, right? You've got to have laws because we're a society that runs on laws.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of them. The one you talked about was the one of parents have to go to schools and be involved. I call it the Lucius Malfoy test. That is, you know, Harry Potter series,
mm-hmm.
Draco Malfoy, rotten kid, protected by his bullying father, Lucius. Well, we need to go to school as parents and check out our principals, because they set the tone. Does our principal have the guts to stand up to Lucius Malfoy? And if our principal doesn't, then we know what we're getting into, and we have to be very active.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage parents to form a small core group. It doesn't have to be everyone. It can be as small as 5 to 10 other couples. To be in school, to be pushing those schools, which means to be pushing the principals, district administrators,
mm-hmm.
school board members, to have effective, proactive programs. To talk to the other parents, talk to the kids, to have the kids clear about what bullying is, what behavior will and won't be tolerated, what they can do if they're bullied, and what they can do if they're witnesses. And, of course, number three in that circle is having responsible adults be responsible at school, not being chicken or lazy or too interested in academics, not being willing to overlook bullying as normal kid stuff.
The safety of the children in the school is always job one. Now, before anything else takes place, you have to have a safe environment.
Well, to you and I, it's job one. But to too many principals, and I always have to say, in my experience, about a quarter of them have no bullying policies, and despite the difficulty facing bullying parents, they're there. But for the other 75%, they are more interested in their jobs, they're not wanting to tackle a subject as explosive as bullying, and they have two fears. One is bad publicity, and the other is lawsuits. So they go into it, those kind of principles, afraid of the lawsuits from the bullying parents. So if I'm a parent of a kid who's a target, or of a kid who I'm pretty sure is not going to be a bully, I want that principal to know that I'm behind him, we're standing behind him or her, and if you don't do anything about the bullies, I'll be your worst nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'll have Jack Ebling down there with a microphone. I'll have Katie Couric down there with a microphone, and right. You won't be able to claim we didn't know
mm-hmm.
after the incident happened.
You mentioned before parents banding together. My guess is that if you have one child being bullied at a school, that he is not alone, he or she, that there are other incidents. How often can parents collaborate on this and be a very effective group?
I think they must collaborate and they must be there. You know, I would say all the time, and by that, I agree with you. Statistics are that bullying is not an isolated incident. It very rarely is.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a perverse, pervasive pattern, and it's been overlooked. The bullies have gotten away with it. The kids who are targeted become the targets of the administration or are ignored. The kids who are witnesses and come forth are shunted aside. It's pervasive. And it sets the tone, and the bullies know they'll get away with it. So you have to be there. You have to have a newsletter. For example, in Colorado, in Denver, where I am, there was a case that made it finally onto the ABC channel in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
A boy was hassling a girl just in the orientation before high school, stuck his hand down her sweater. There was even a court case, and he was found guilty. When that was brought out, there were 15 parents, different sets of parents, who contacted the TV station with complaints about that same school district, which has only two schools. So that brought parents out together.
Right.
And that's what you have to do. So, because, I mean, we all know how things work. When something blows up,
right.
There's a horrible incident, the people who should have been responsible say, we didn't know. It always amazes me that all the kids in school knew who the bullies were,
right.
When, where, how they were doing it, and none of the grown-ups did. That's just nonsense.
Our guest, Dr. Ben Likeling, a psychotherapist, a coach, author of Parenting Bully-Proof Kids and How to Stop Bullies in Their Tracks. Ben, tell us a little bit about your website, Bullies Be Gone.
So it's bulliesbegone.com, one word. I have all three books on sale. I actually give a discount. There's a companion set. One is Parenting Bully-Proof Kids, and the other is How to Stop Bullies in Their Tracks. If people order both from the website, I'll send them out priority mail, so you'll have them, you know, within 2 days without any extra cost. Also attached to that is a blog where I write an article almost every week about different forms of bullying. There's I hate to say it, over 130. Been doing it for a long time. Mm-hmm. So you can get a lot of free information. And I do a lot of coaching consulting, not only for schools, but for parents. Because the take-home is, while the guidelines are always the same, that is, you strengthen your kid, you teach your kid tactics, you get involved at school, the tactics we use are specific for the situation. They're specific for what kind of bullying it is, whether your child is facing a gang,
right,
whether your child is one of those shy, hesitant, quiet kids,
right,
or an outgoing kid, and whether your principal is a stand-up kind of person or is going to wimp out on you.
Dr. Ben Likling, our guest. The website again, Bullies Be Gone, just the way it sounds, BullisBeGone.com. Ben, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Jack, and keep up the good work.
We will be right back, and we're going to talk with T.J. Duckett, former Michigan State National Football League running back, a guy who's doing a lot of good work in his community. We'll be right back after this check of weather and sports.